You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a pod. What do I do now?
Just the way you went.
Hello, everyone.
It's just a bit.
It's a zone.
At least it's not like the happy, clappy, cheery one you did the other week.
Well, it was a sample, yeah, but that would not be my default anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Anyway, sorry, back to what you were doing. Go on.
Good morning, Dubai.
No, don't do that.
You know, No.
Back. Go on.
Yes, and hello to you guys. I know you've tuned in already and you're listening to us talk and wondering what's going on. So this is the Declutter Me podcast, where we help you organize and declutter your life with your host, Shalina, who's sitting over there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's okay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. My hands are really, like, dry. I need to get hand cream.
Okay.
This is my thing today. It's, like, really dry.
Is that your segue into what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, we could. No, it's not really, no. Yeah. No, it's from sanitizer. You know, you keep on sanitizing. I think I over-sanitize my hands. And then I put hand cream, but it's not helping.
So the trick is to sanitize a little less.
Maybe. But anyway.
I don't sanitize that much. I mean, I'd rather wash my hands than, like, over-sanitize.
You can't always, like, especially when I'm working.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's difficult.
Okay.
So anyway,
what
hi.
Are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about medicine.
Medicine?
Medicine.
Like medicines.
Medicines.
Like the stuff you have in your house.
Not like funky cold Medina, like medicines. Is there a song about medicines? Yeah, there was. What was that song about medicine? Wasn't it a Billy Idol song?
Right.
Bad Medicine? No, Alice Cooper? There was a Bad Medicine song. Or was it Bon Jovi?
I don't think there's anything in the rest of this conversation that is going to be useful. So I'm going to cut it here and just going to put us back on track, because I feel like going down this is going to be a...
If anybody can remember the song from the 80s about medicine, please let me know, because I can't remember off the top of my head.
I mean, if anybody could remember, it should have been you.
Exactly. I am the 80s chick. Yeah. I know these things. Anyway, yes, we're going to talk about medicines today. Mm-hmm. So we've brushed over it in the toiletries episode, I think, which was number 44. Okay. Are you impressed? I
mean, you didn't look it up at all.
No. Yeah, of course not. I never do that kind of thing. But yeah, I thought it'd be nice to talk about medicines as a whole, because lots of people have them, especially post 2020. People bought bulk amounts of Panadol and cough mixtures and everything under the sun for colds and flus. And a lot of it is just languishing because they haven't used it.
Right.
So let's start with that. So where do you want
where
to start?
Where do we begin?
So first, find all your medicine. So if it's in different places, which it often is, it's not just in a medicine cabinet. It seems to be in your lounge, in your kitchen, in your bedside cabinet, in
your bathroom. Yeah, because things like Panadol and stuff, that's very normal, right? It's normal to have. And it's, I mean, I guess if you live in a slightly large house or multi-leveled house in some fashion, then that becomes very normal that you have at least Panadol and stuff duplicated in a couple of different places. But core medication, typically, I think, is in one place.
Yeah, it should be in one place, but often you'll find it's not. It's in multiple places. And then people just keep on buying more and more, like Panadol, when they don't need to. They just don't know where all the packets are.
Yeah.
And then when they find the packets, they're expired. So get all the medicine together. This is, you know, the main thing. So go around, get a basket, and just walk around and find everything that you have. And then
it's a nice picture. It's like, I'm looking for my medicines today. Like, here we go.
Like like those.
This is the exact opposite of, you know, sit in front of Netflix and just become a blob for 5 hours and sort out your stuff. This is like, take a basket and walk around the house.
Oh no, you do the Netflix and mini declutter and next.
Oh, why do you have to kill it? Why? What would have gone wrong if you just let that sit there?
Okay, you can do Apple TV and watch Ted Lasso instead. Love Ted Lasso. If you're not watching Ted Lasso, you need to start watching Ted Lasso.
This was a very random PSA, but please continue.
Have you not watched Ted Lasso?
No. I'm the one that told you about Ted Lasso.
Did you?
Yeah, you weren't watching in the first season.
Didn't I? Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, I love Ted Lasso. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So, walk around, get all your medicine together, then sit in front of your TV and do either a Netflix or an Apple TV, and or you can watch one of the terrestrial channels, but watch Ted Lasso and go for all your medicine. So see what's expired. So if it's expired, you have to throw it away. And unfortunately, there isn't a proper way to get rid of medicine in this region. There might be in Europe and the USA. In the UK, they used to take it, but I'm not sure if they do now because of COVID restrictions. But there was that you could go back to the pharmacy and give them the medicine. So do that. So separate between the ones that expired and the ones that you don't use. The ones that you don't use, but they haven't expired, put them in another pile. The ones that have expired, just put them safely in a bag and throw them away. And then you keep the ones that you want to keep. And then you start the categorizing, which we do all the time, right? So there's different categories, but I usually have cold and flu. So that's your cough medicine, Strepsils, Vicks, nose spray, eye spray, all that stuff that you need for cold and flu. Then you have pain relief, so all your Panadols. So all the packets of Panadol, normal, Panadol Advance, Panadol Mega Advance.
Actifast.
Yeah, like it's all of them. And aspirin, if you have that, and ibuprofen. So all the painkillers in one box as well. The Panadol Cold and Flu will obviously go in the cold and flu section. Then there's plasters. So you have the plasters, antibiotic cream, and Dettol.
So like first aid stuff.
Yeah, first aid, that's the word. And then I have a general medicine. And then vitamins and minerals. So all your vitamins that you might have. I have all my vitamins and minerals on my bed, like in a drawer in my bedside cabinet, because I take them in the morning. So the medicine that I have to have on a daily basis, which is my happy pills, they're next to me on in my bedside cabinet. So I have it as soon as I wake up in the morning. I'm supposed to have it after breakfast, but it's like half an hour late. I'm going to have breakfast. So I just do it then and there to get it over and done with. So if you do have to have daily medicine, have it by your side. So you have it as soon as you can in the morning or in the evening, if you're supposed to have it in the evening. But everything else can be put into a designated zone. So if you have room in your kitchen, that's a good place to put it, so that everybody, because everybody goes into the kitchen at some point or another, whether it's you, your kids, your maids, you know, any family member, they will all go into the kitchen at some point, right? So it's easy to find the medicine when you need it. And then like the children's medicine is another section category. And some people have two lots. So one lot downstairs and one lot upstairs, you know, either in your bedroom or in the kids' room, but far away from them to reach so that you can access it when they're ill. So they're the main category. They are the main categories. And yeah, put them into this designated zone area. And I use boxes. So, you know, whatever boxes you can find. I use open boxes, not ones with lids, because you want to quickly grab things. You want to get everything in less than 5 seconds, right? It's good if you have lids because you can stack the boxes, but then it's still a pain that you have to, like, open and...
But you could do it for, let's say, not the frequently used stuff, right? Yeah. So the cold, the whatever, the painkillers, the cold and flu, the first aid, ideally open or relatively open.
Yeah.
And then and maybe the children's stuff, especially the one that you're taking daily, so vitamins, those kind of things. Well, vitamins, but I mean, whatever, the boxes, I mean. But then maybe the slightly more intense medication, the one that you need once in a while or whatever, could be kind of sitting
away. Yeah, like so your Imodium, your Carsic tablets, those kind of things that you need once in a blue moon. The mosquito bite cream that comes because we have seasons. I got bitten yesterday though, so mosquito season's coming back here again.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, you know, especially in Europe, like in the UK, we used to only get used that medicine for when we went on holiday. Mm-hmm. We never need it any other time. So yeah, the medicines you don't need often, put them in the general medicine and they can be in a closed drawer. Or if they're only used for travel, you can put them in your travel toiletries bag so that they're out of the way, so they're not taking up valuable real estate. And then label it so that you can easily find everything quickly as possible. If you haven't got a label machine, there are companies that will make the labels and you can get them to send it to you, so that saves money rather than buying a label machine. But make it easy for you to find everything in less than 5 seconds. And that's my main tips for how to deal with your medicine and look after it, and watch which TV programs to watch while you're organizing your medicine.
Yeah, it's kind of a dual purpose episode right there. And two very extreme kind of topics. But here we go.
Yeah, true. I'm always there to help with TV recommendations and films. Free Guy. Watch Free Guy.
That's all we have for you this week. We'll see you again next week if you want to talk to Shalina about apparently movies and TV shows and occasionally decluttering. You can do it by getting to her on social media at DeclutterMe and of course at DeclutterMe.com, where you can also find previous episodes of this show. See you again next week.